Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener again today with the Living Savior Ministries. Let's come to the Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, I worship you, I praise you, and I thank you for this beautiful, magnificent, glorious day that you have sent to us. Lord, we worship you because you're our Lord, our God, our King, our Provider, our Savior. You're everything to us. Oh, Father, we praise you and thank you and worship you for the privilege to bring your word to those that are out there on the airways listening to them, and ask you to reveal the word of God to men and women today so that they'll not be the same after they have hidden the incorruptible word, the word of God, in their heart. May you bless them abundantly. In Jesus' name, amen. Now then, today I'm going to continue to talk a little bit more about these mighty promises that we were reading about yesterday. In Joshua chapter 1, and I'm going to hit on verse 8 again, it says, "This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate on this day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written." Now you keep noticing here where the Lord tells us to meditate on the word, and we are to do according to all that is written. Now, to do according to all that is written, if we will, then there is a promise attached to this verse. So if you will do all that is written therein, for then, in other words, then what? Then after you have done according to all that was written in the word of God, he says, "Then you shall make your way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success." In other words, if you want to be prosperous, I mean if you really want to be prosperous in what you do, you want your needs met, you want everything to work together for good, then you need to be about keeping the Word of God. In fact, the other night, just this last week, I was pulled up to a gas station to get some gas in my car. And there was a man sitting there putting gas in his car. And I spoke to him. He spoke to me. I said, "How's your week?" He said, "Boy, it's been a trial. I'm telling you." He said, "It's been pretty rough." He said, "Right here, I guess I had the climax to the whole thing tonight." He said, "I worked hard all week." And then he said, "I'm driving down the road and my car ran out of gas." I said, "Well, does your gas gauge not work?" He said, "No, it works." I said, "Well, was it on empty?" He said, "Well, yeah." Said, "Usually when it gets to where it touches the red, I can go 8 more miles before it runs out." I told him, I said, "Don't let it get down to the red. It doesn't cost any more money to put gas in when it gets to a quarter than it does when it gets empty." So I said, "Don't do that." I said, "Are you a Christian?" He said, he stopped and hesitated a minute. And then he said, "Yes, I am." And then I asked him that question that gets so many people. I said, "Where do you go to church?" "Well, I go to church over in Louisville." I said, "What's the name of the church?" He couldn't think of the name. I said, "What's the pastor's name?" He couldn't think of the name of the pastor. I said, "You don't go very often, do you?" "Well, no, I don't go very often." I said, "You want me to tell you why your world's falling apart and why you're having such a bad week?" I said, "The devil's coming by your house." I said, "The devil's going to continue to come by your house until you start doing what God says in his word." I said, "You need to be in church." Now, isn't that amazing that so many people don't believe this mighty book? Now, I had another man one time that his wife, they didn't believe you had to go to church to serve God either. But in Hebrews 10:25, let me read to you what the Lord says. He said, "You must do all that this book says that you must do." Well, in Hebrews 10:25, it says, "Not forsaking the assembling of yourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day of the Lord approaching." Now then, it's in verse 26, it makes another awesome statement after it says, "Make sure you do go to church." Then it says, "For if we sin willfully," in other words, after we know the truth and we don't do what the Word of God says, It says, for if we sin willfully after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sin. In other words, you're going to be responsible. You find out that you're supposed to not do something, and then you go ahead and do it. Then there's no, if you sin willfully, I can assure you, you're setting yourself up for a fall. Because the Word of God says, it says in verse 27, if you sin willfully after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sin. Now I want you to listen to what this says here in verse 27. If, for instance, if you sin willfully after you have received the knowledge of the truth, in verse 27 says, but a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation, which shall devour the adversaries. And it says, he that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses. Of how much more sore punishment, suppose ye, shall he be thought worthy who hath trodden under foot the Son of God, and hath counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing, and hath done despite unto the Spirit of grace. For we know him that hath said, vengeance belongeth unto me, I will recompense, saith the Lord. And again, the Lord shall judge his people. Now then, if you are a born-again Christian, and you learn that you're supposed to go to church on a regular basis, and then you refuse to go to church, I'm going to tell you that the devil, according to these verses, is going to come by your house, because God is going to send him there. And you're going to start experiencing problems you're not going to be able to get out from under. The fiery wrath of God is going to come on you. But it's just like lying, stealing, cheating, committing adultery, talking with idle words, jesting, all those things. If you are a son or a daughter of the King of the universe, you're not striving to walk in obedience to God's word, according to these scriptures, you can just get ready for a fall. The devil is going to come by your house, and you're not going to like the results. Now, it's a devastating thing, whenever a father is out there sinning. Maybe he's drinking, maybe he's doing drugs, maybe he's smoking marijuana. Maybe he's doing all kinds of things. Maybe he's running around on his wife. Maybe he's joking with the girls down at the office. Maybe he's got a roaming eye. Maybe he's doing all kinds of things he knows he's not supposed to do, but he's doing them anyway. Maybe the guy is a manager in a place of business, a big place of business. And he don't have time for God. If you do ask him directly, is he a Christian, he'll say yes. And if you ask him if he goes to church, well, no, I don't have time to go to church. I've got to go play golf this Sunday with my business friends and my associates. Let me tell you, if you really are a child of the King, and you do belong to Jesus Christ, and you do turn your back on him, he will send the enemy against you sooner or later. The devil will come to your house, because I want you to hear these verses just one more time. Now, I want you to listen. Now, God made this statement. I didn't make this. Now, if this is written in the Word of God, you and I are going to be held accountable to this. Now, then, in verse 23 of Hebrews 10:23, it says, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. Now, we should hold on to our faith without wavering. Now, I realize the enemy makes that as near impossible as he possibly can, because he hates the Christian with a passion. But if you'll stand by faith, or stand on the Word of God without wavering, you will see the king do great and mighty things for you. And he says, and let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. So we're to walk in love and to walk in good works. And then in verse 25, again he says, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. For if we sin willfully, after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation, which shall devour the adversary. He that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses. Of how much sore punishment, suppose ye, shall he be thought worthy, who hath trodden under foot the Son of God, and hath counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing, and hath done despite unto the Spirit of grace. For we know him that hath said, vengeance belongeth unto me, I will recompense, saith the Lord, and again the Lord shall judge his people. Now, I've heard that those set of verses preached on, and I've heard people say, you know, this is an unbeliever. But I'm going to tell you, one of us don't understand this book. This book, as he's talking about these things, that if we sin willfully after we have the knowledge of the truth, he clearly says in verse 29, how much sore punishment shall ye be thought worthy, who hath trodden underfoot the Son of God, and hath counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing. In other words, if I was sanctified, I'm a son of God. And I'm going to tell you, you don't want to go out and willfully sin after you become a born-again Christian. If you do, you need to realize that the devil is going to come by your house. So don't do it. Walk holy before the King. I'd like you to call me for tapes, audio, and videos at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Also, you can find us on the web at www.tlsm.org. I also like to invite you to our church every Sunday afternoon from 2 to 4 at 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas. 10921 Shady Trail, North Dallas. Going up 35E to Walnut Hill, go east on Walnut Hill, four streets to Shady Trail. Turn right or south, and we're 300 yards down on the right. We start at 2 p.m. every Sunday afternoon. Praise the Lord Jesus.